T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in what's going to be a beautiful Memorial Day weekend, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. I don't know if happy Memorial Day is the right way to put it. I've always been weird on that one. You know, I can say happy Labor Day. I can say happy 4th of July. Memorial Day, is that something we're supposed to be happy about? I don't know. I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just trying to figure things out. Welcome. 345-1140 is the phone number. Of course, we have a ton of stuff to talk about. But before I go one step further, I have to do something that's very important to me. Mr. Jordan, my producer of quite some time now, I would like to wish you happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to you as well. We discovered this long ago that we share a birthday.
Yes, so. Wednesday I got older.
As did I.
Yes, I am now 47 years old, and I started doing this when I was 30.
There you go.
That's a long time. You turned
29.
Oh my God, you're almost a grown-up.
I know.
I kid you not. It was a day before I turned 30 years old that I cut my hair.
Oh.
I had hair long past my shoulders. I'd had it for over a decade. And something told me at 30, I would now be a grown-up, and I cut it all off. So what'd you do for your big day? Did your lady treat you nice?
She did. She did. We got a free meal at Chick-fil-A, and then I worked. And that was pretty much it.
That's about my day was very calm. I will say this. My family treated me very, very well. Something that I have not been able to use for quite some time, but refused to give it up. My brother-in-law and my wife restored my motorcycle. It had been sitting in a garage for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas tank just rotted away. This is what happens if you don't store things properly. And since they don't make my bike anymore, the company is kaput. It is gone.
Right.
Like a brand new tank was going to be $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, it could just sit. And they found a used gas tank, has a little dent in it. And the day before my birthday, he just delivered it, dropped it off on my front lawn. I cried.
Aww.
I'm not kidding. I wept. I'm a man enough to admit it.
That's awesome.
It really was. And then, as you recall, last week we discussed getting a dog.
Yeah.
And people called up with every breed on the planet, as you recall. And if you remember some of the things I said I don't want, you know, like I said, you know, I want a medium-sized dog.
Right.
Right. You know, something that, you know, I can play with.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, whatever we get is definitely not sleeping in the bed.
Right.
Not going to happen, period. Yeah. The best laid plans of mice and men, my brother. My wife has never had a dog, period. I think her parents had one when she was a kid, but she's never had a dog of her own. And somebody that listens to the show contacted her through Facebook. I am now the proud co-owner. And notice I don't say pet parent. I hate that stuff. Of a 12-week-old long-haired dachshund.
That's awesome.
I didn't think I would ever want a little dog. Yeah, we're buddies, like right off the bat.
That's great.
It's just
we sit
on the couch. He likes to run. He likes to. Did you know dachshunds like to fetch?
I did not.
Okay,
There is nothing funnier in this whole world than watching a dachshund run, because it's kind of like a rabbit hopping. All the way down to the floppy ears. It's like, it's not dup, 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 dup. It's boonka, 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 right across the lawn. Hysterical. And remember what I said? No dogs in the bed? Yeah, that was shot in the head immediately.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, just what are you going to do? It's a puppy.
Yep.
It's a puppy. So,
are you crating it?
No.
Okay.
I did that with one dog once, and I felt horrible every time I did it. And no, I'm not. I mean, he does know how to, for some reason, he understands what a piddle pad is.
Yep.
And, you know, puppies have no schedule.
Yeah.
You try to work it out. From what I understand, like every month old they are, they can hold it for another hour or something like that.
Okay.
And so he does the standard, take him outside, run him around, run him around, run him around. Oh, I guess you didn't have to pee. Then you take him inside, and he pees.
Yep.
So he's doing that to me, but I got to admit, he's fun.
That's good.
Yeah, we named him Oscar.
Yes.
Like Oscar Mayer.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
So I love it.
You've got a dog.
No, my cousin has a cat.
Oh, has a cat?
Yes.
And your wife has birds.
She likes to breed birds, and her dad has two long-haired chihuahuas who are the yappiest dogs on the face of the earth. And then her sister has what we call a rug, which is a mix between a golden retriever and a pug. She's got the face of a golden, but the body of a pug.
That sounds adorable.
She is so sweet, and obviously she weighs way more than she should, and she kind of waddles and has hip and leg problems because she has a pug body.
Well, see, I am not a fan of pure breeds. I think it's, and people are going to get mad at me, I think it's kind of an abomination. because we've bred them into something that's not a healthy dog. And yeah. So, you know, when things like a rug or a labradoodle or something like that comes around, I mean, that's just making the genetics better mm-hmm. for dogs in general. And then you throw a mutt in there from time to time. I think it's fantastic. But, yeah, dachshund, it's ridiculous animal. But here's the thing. I'm going to have to do a bunch of stuff around the house because he is a puppy, and I can't be there 24/7, neither can she. So there is some safety things to do if you are getting a new dog, and we will talk about that. Also, I've got a story. Like I said, I got my bike back. Have you ever had a vehicle that you've let sit for an extended period of time and then tried to get tags and registration for it again? Oh, I did. How much fun was that? Yeah. 3 trips to DMV in one day. I will tell you all about it. Plus, Battle of the Thermostat. Now, you've heard me complain for 16 and a half years about the home improvement shop. There's only 2 temperatures in here. Sweltering or swinging meat, meat locker. It's one or the other. That's what we've got. And that's a totally different situation. Turns out, though, they have done some studies and found there is a huge difference between thermostat settings for men and for women, especially in the workplace. So that will be part of it. I have found out that Mortal Kombat is now, you're going to love this, Jordan, Mortal Kombat is now legal in the state of Washington. We are definitely going to hit on that story. I have been working out, and by my own fault, by not listening, I've injured myself, and it's an old injury that I aggravated. We're going to talk about things I should have done for years and years to prevent this from happening, because I was dumb. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to tell you the history of Memorial Day, what's going on the roads. Rolling Thunder is tomorrow. I am going, and there is an arc that is having problems. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345 1140. That's 345. 1140. That's how you get through to the home show. News Radio WRVA 1140 AM 96.1 FM. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday. It's going to be a little hot. It's going to be very hot. Got the air conditioners in. Had them going last night. My lady's under three blankets. I'm under a sheet. Yep, there's definitely a difference in temperature preferences between men and women. That is a story for later in the show. So, as I said earlier, I came home Tuesday to a new addition to the Casa de McCann family. Remember, we already had two cats that were girls and my wife, also a girl. And so fortunately, I got a boy. Well, my wife got a boy dog. Yeah, I know it's our dog. And I'd like to be all hard and say he sucks and it's not my kind of dog. And yeah, we bonded like instantly. You know, what can I say? Puppies are cute. And I haven't had a puppy in my life in 20 years. It's got to be about 20 years when I got my first dog. That was mine. He was a puppy. And so it's been a long time since I've had to puppy-proof my house. And this is totally a thing. You those of you who had animals, you know what I'm talking about. And so I thought it would be fun to talk about some of the things you need to do. I went looking for experts to give me some ideas because I'm not perfect. I mean, I grew up on a farm. We talked about this last week. I grew up on a farm. We'd have a litter of puppies every now and then. We'd give away a bunch of them, usually save one. You know, they didn't really stay in the house. They weren't indoor dogs. They weren't outside dogs either. Don't get me wrong. It's not like they were outside during the, you know, winter months or anything like that. We had a heated mud porch. You know, they had beds out there. And, you know, that's the way it works on a farm. Probably somebody would say, animal cruelty. They were very happy dogs. But that's not going to work for me. I've got a small backyard, and they're going to this puppy's going to stay in the house. So I have to start doing some things. I already started, you know, puppy-proofing the house. Now, rule number one for everybody who's thinking about getting a dog, you know, there are I've heard people over the years tell me, oh, I'll just find an old shoe and give them that as chew toy. That is the dumbest thing you can possibly do because dogs do not know the difference between an old shoe and your $185 pair of 5'11 tack boots. Not going to happen. I saw it going after the laces of my Red Wings. I'm like, oh, no, you don't, Scooter. Back off. And so I went online and I started looking for some ideas, just some things that I hadn't thought of. And ironically, they did come up with a few things. And this article is posted on my Facebook page, Richard McCann, McKANN. You know, follow me. Remember, people, when you follow me, people end up following you, too. It happens a lot. I don't have a lot of people on my page. I'm not one of those, I have 5,000 followers. I've got the max. I need to make a fan page. I'm not one of those people. And so understand. So here's what I've got. Indoor hazards. This is something that, I mean, it never even occurred to me. Watch out for plants that are toxic. I don't have a lot of plants in the house. That's going to change. But here's some of the ones that I'm going to have to, you know, either not get, or if I do get them, make sure they're way up high. I say way up high. It's a dachshund. It's like 4 inches off the ground. Tops. Some of the potentially ones are, though, Diphyscelia. Azalea. Now, I do have azaleas in my backyard, so I got to be careful when he's around those. Calili and philodendrons. I don't know what a philodendron is. Let's make sure we call in the garden, Jordan, during the break and find out what some of these plants are. What do you think? Okay? We'll make sure we're on that. Keep all medications away from, including dog supplements. In a safe area the puppy cannot access, do not leave vitamins or other pills out in the kitchen counter or table. Again, I've got a little dog. You've got a bigger dog. A determined chewer can make short work of plastic containers. Puppies are surprisingly quick at pulling things off the end of tables or low surfaces. Yeah, that's a thing. tablecloth, dog, everything on the floor. Now we don't have a tablecloth. It's okay. Not like we eat at the table. Actually, that's the funny thing is we are one of those couples, and I'm sure there's quite a few of you out there because there's only two of us. And so we have a dining room table that is hardly ever used. I mean, I should put a weight bench in there. Seriously, just or build a bike. We could do anything with the dining room because we don't eat there very often. We eat in the living room, off the coffee table. And so I've always done it. She's okay with it. You know, what are you going to do? When I'm too old to get up and down, I probably will stop. Since we've gotten the dog, and he has the manners of a goat, we have increased our table manners and are starting to eat at the table. Table scraps, not good for a dog. Seriously, not good for a dog. This is one, though, that threw me. I never considered it. Absolutely never considered this tip. Put bathroom trash cans up high where your dog cannot get into them. Sanitary supplies, use razors. Only two of the hazards there. Never considered it. Never even thought about the trash can. And yeah, it's small enough. He could get into it. Now, fortunately, I don't shave. Hardly ever. I have an electric razor that I'll trim it up, but I stay with a pretty standard scrub. Jordan, I think you've seen me clean shaven, what, maybe twice in all the time we've known each other? Maybe twice. Doesn't happen. But it, something that is in that trash can as of yesterday, because taking a shower, trying to be nice and clean for all the world to see, and I realize my drain is not draining quite as fast as it should. And then I remember I live with a girl. And I look down into the drain, and guys, this is your job. There's I know people don't like the idea that, oh, it's man work or it's woman work. This is man work. Pulling out the wad of hair in the drain, your job. And I pulled out a wad of hair that's about the size of the dog. And I just threw it into the bathroom trash can. That's something, disgusting, horrible stuff. Dogs love that. My dad had a dog. You know, everybody gets that one dog. My dad had a dog named BC. And he loved this dog. And she was a mutt, and she had long hair. And here's the thing. He would take her, like in the early summer, he would take her off to get groomed. Only once a year. And they would shave her down. She had a lot of spaniel in her, so her ears would stay nice and long. And they'd powder her and make her all fresh. And they'd put little blue bows in her hair. She looked adorable. And he would bring her home, and he's like, oh, she looks so good, and she is so fresh and clean. And as soon as he opened the door to the truck, I mean the moment, she could not wait to dive out of the truck, run into the field, roll in some meadow muffins, because we had horses, roll in them, and then go and dive into our pond. Not a freshwater pond, it's kind of a runoff pond, so it is funky. She comes up, scratches the bows out of her hair. She is absolutely disgusting. She's like, I love you. Awful. But, he could easily get into the disgusting stuff in the trash can. So, hey, if you got a new dog, put the can up high or just get a much taller can, something they can't get into. We'll touch on this, some safety tips so you don't hurt yourself like I did. And at some point, Jordan and I need to have a conversation about a certain bet. Yep, that's a thing. I know I didn't win. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, everybody. Good Saturday morning on this Memorial Day weekend. Be careful out on the roads there, people. A lot of people are traveling this weekend. and I don't want any more accidents. We've already had quite a few tractor-trailer accidents, and that's going to bother me because I'm going to be on the road tomorrow. And motorcycle versus tractor-trailer, not pretty, just saying. So as people that listen to both shows, and there are some of you out there, I understand, some can't. Okay, no, I don't understand, but I'll accept it. Some things you have to just accept. Know that last week I brought up the idea that we as a family were thinking about getting a dog. My wife has never had a dog of her own, and I think the amount of love that she has to give, and I see how much she dotes on the cat, which cats are fine. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've always had cats because they are very independent. They come up, you pet them a little bit, give them some food, and you both kind of just dig it, whatever. You know, they'll give you love when you want it. Dogs are very different. She really wanted one. And I told her, I was like, okay, look, one, you're going to have to help with this. I can't be the only one raised. I felt like a parent, you know, the kid's like, Dad, I want a dog. And like, you're going to have to walk it and take care of it. And God bless her. My wife can sleep. When she's out, she's out. I mean, Jordan and I are like in the same boat. What'd you say? You got 4 hours last night?
Yeah.
I'm running on about 2.
A nap is definitely in order for the both of us.
It won't happen. I don't nap. I can't. Last night, couldn't shut the brain down.
Yeah.
Just couldn't do it. It happens. But when she sleeps, she is done. Out cold.
Well, yeah, once I get to sleep, I don't. Well, sometimes I'll wake up, but that, you know, if I do wake up, I immediately turn back over and go back to sleep.
I wake up 8 times a night, easy. But God bless her, because I said, no dogs in the bed till we get this dog. So the dog's in the bed. And he's more than once woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just kind of rolled over like, honey, the dog needs to go out. Now, I know you're thinking right now, Richard, you're a terrible husband. Thing is, I walk the dog all day. So, God bless her. She gets up, takes him outside. He does his dirty little business. Back into bed. So, I wasn't going to stop her from getting a dog. I didn't tell her what breed to get. She got a dachshund. And it's a puppy. So, we are trying to readjust the house accordingly. To deal with a puppy. If you go to my Facebook page, there is an article about dog-proofing your home. It's just like kid-proofing. Honestly, I could take all of the words that say dog or puppy out and probably put in child, and it would be the same thing. So a couple of things I've already gone over. Bathroom trash cans are a big one for me. Here's another one. Full sinks, bathtubs, or toilets with open lids can be drowning hazard. Avoid automatic toilet bowl cleaners if you cannot keep your puppy from drinking out of the toilet. Here's how you keep your dog from drinking out of the toilet. You close the toilet. You know, I've actually gotten into arguments with people about whether the toilet seat should be up, down, the lid should be up or down. And I mean, I've heard men say, you know, I leave it up because, I stand it up. So I just leave it up. And then women go, you left it up and I sat right down onto the bowl. And like, one, doesn't look before they sit? Always been a conversation. Always wondered about that. I mean, unless it's been like a heavy night of doing something you shouldn't be doing. But guys, you know, why don't you look and just put it back down? And then I've met women that are like, okay, I want the lid up but the seat down, which I think is ridiculous. So I'm going to fix this whole thing. Seat up, seat down, all of it. Here's the thing. Every time you're done using the bathroom, the seat and the lid closed. Done. No more argument and no puppies falling into the toilet or drinking out of it. It's just gross. Dogs are gross enough. So keep the toilet seat and lid closed. After cleaning, keep cleaning supplies high in cupboards and use childproof latches. Like I said, just like having a kid. They can get into the eyes of curious puppies, keep vapors and lungs away. Be careful your puppy around furniture. A rocking chair can cause harm to a puppy's tail or leg, and a curious dog may crawl under an open recliner or sofa. I have seen dogs that crawl up underneath recliners and you're like, then you have to climb over the side and drag the dog out. So yeah, I don't have a rocking chair. I don't have a recliner. But if you do and you're getting a dog, watch out. They will. My little boy, he has a thing. He likes to play fetch. Like I said earlier, dachshunds love to play fetch. His thing is after like 8 times of catching it, he then climbs up underneath the sofa and hides it because it's his. If I leave him alone, I have a little blanket on the sofa in case he has an accident. And I've got to leave the house. He whines a little bit. And when I come home, I'm like, where's the dog? And he comes ducking from underneath the sofa. So I'm glad I don't have a reclining sofa right now. Be careful if you do. This was the one, though, I did know. This thing I've known for a while because I, you know, worked as a plumber and an electrician. Electrical cords are a big danger to puppies. They often chew on them while playing. They can cause burns in the mouth, electrical shock, or death by electrocution. Tie up loose electrical cords and keep them out of sight. Run cords through purchased spiral cable wrap, cord concealers, or even PVC pipe to keep them safe from your puppy. I've seen this many times, unfortunately. You'll see a puppy, you'll come over to somebody's house, and they will have two little scorch marks right in the corner of their mouth on either side. What happened was they started chewing on an electrical cord and it gave them a shock. Fortunately, it healed up and they're fine. But not only can it hurt your dog, think what it's going to do to your electronics. You know how to replace the cable on your television? I bet you don't. Fortunately, most TVs now have one that unplugs and you can plug a new one into it. But it is something to keep in mind. I've been pushing cords away, and every time he goes anywhere near it, it's the big old, you know what I'm saying? No! The two first things you teach a dog, no, and lay down, and come here. Okay, so three things. That's what I've taught my dog, or working on it. Fires can be dangerous. You know, screen off any fire that you're running in your house. If you got a fireplace or gas logs or any kind of lit flame around the house, they're going to be fascinated. I spent half the winter, you know, shooing the cats away because one cat does not care. The other cat would just like get up close and stare at it. And I'm like, that cat's stupid enough. He's going to climb into that thing or get burned. Cords or drapery binds can cause strangulation, just like kids. Keep those things wrapped up. Swallowed clothing may be cause dangerous intestinal blockage. Keep socks, nylons, underwear, and other clothing put away. Keep laundry baskets off the floor. Worse, okay, chew toys. You know how they have, you get the chew toy and it's got like little ears and little feet on it? Yes, for a puppy, for some reason, that's the most delicious part of the chew toy. Bought them two chew toys. Neither one of them have ears anymore, and one's missing a foot, and he's tried to eat two of them. Fortunately, got to him before it went through. She said, did he eat that ear? I'm like, well, in about 3 hours, we're going to find out. Fortunately, we found it. Small objects, coins, jewelry, blah, 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 blah. Rubber bands, paper clips out of your puppy's reach. Jewelry and coins are easily swallowed and contain metal that are toxic. I don't know about that. Keep costly items and those of sentimental value put away until your puppy is older and less likely to chew. Where's my wedding ring? Oh, great. Where's the spaghetti strainer? Keep fishing stuff away from your dog, okay? Be careful about closing doors as you walk through. We don't close any doors. I'm lucky if I can get her to close the front door. Keep doors and windows closed. Keep screens and on windows and sliding glass doors securely fastened. Close off stairwells with a baby gate, depending on what breed you got. One of the things I have been told is I have to be very, very careful about stairs and overfeeding a dachshund. They have back problems. And so a lot of stairs could be potentially bad for him. And if he gets overweight, definitely could be a problem for him. So we're really monitoring how much he eats. Lastly, human food, not good. Chocolate, onions, alcohol, all bad. Keep the litter box clean because I've seen more than one dog eat out of the litter box. That is gross. Chicken bones, plastic wrap, coffee grounds, all of that stuff is absolutely nasty for them. That is the stuff you got to do inside your home. So if you're thinking about get a puppy, keep them safe. Keep them protected big time on the electrical cords thing. My name is Richard McCann. This article's on my Facebook page, Rich McCann, 345-1140. Give me a call right here on the Home Show. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Jordan, sir, how are you?
I'm good.
So we both celebrated our birthday on Wednesday.
Yes, we did.
Because we were born on the same day, just many, many, many years apart.
Yep.
And months ago, I stated very clearly that I needed to lose weight, just carrying way more than I wanted to.
Right.
I'm getting older, so it's a lot harder to lose it. And my goal, I told you, was by my birthday to drop basically 35 pounds.
Right.
And you said you wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. I don't even remember how much you said. It was something.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you, before you and all of our listenership, I did not make my goal. I did lose 12 pounds.
That's good.
But I haven't gotten to the one. I don't know if I'll ever see 195 again, but I didn't do it. And I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. And I think I owe you a $30 bottle of booze.
It's okay.
How are you doing?
I haven't been to the gym in a while. So, We could call it a wash.
We could call it a draw, is what you're saying here.
I mean, I'm not going to be opposed to a $30 bottle of booze. Uh-huh. However, if you know, I'm willing to admit my own faults, and I'm pretty sure I haven't lost the weight either. So
it's okay.
Yeah.
It is totally all right.
We've learned something here.
Well, we're not the end of South Park, but I don't know if we've... I did learn something. Here's what I've learned. I mean, as I told you, I've dropped 12, which I've been, talking to trainers and stuff. And one, a healthy weight loss plan is only about a pound a week, which is very, very doable. I mean, a pound a week, 52 weeks in a year. At the end of the year, you've lost 52 pounds. That's pretty awesome. I'm okay with that. Here's what I've done, though. To be perfectly honest with you, one is we cut out any processed food. Not that we kept much in the house, though there were many times that we just wanted some mac and cheese. Oh, mac and cheese. I know, right? So no mac and cheese, no frozen dinners. Not that we kept many of those, but we cut out a huge amount of carbs. I mean, down to basically nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong, everything has carbs in it, but just like the worthless carbs, we've cut it out. And you're going to miss it for like the first week. And last Saturday, I needed a haircut because I looked like a shaggy mess. And my girl, Blair, over at in Carytown In Style, she gets mad at me every time. She's like, why do you wait so long? And I think the last time I saw her was just like, 4 months ago, maybe. It's always disappointing because every time I go in and get a haircut, she makes me look great, but I just realize how much I'm balding. Again, part of getting older. Deal with it. It's all right. But we went to see her, and my wife and I, we had some time to kill. And there's this place called PBR Richmond. Pizza Beer Richmond, I guess, is what they go by. And we went in there and we got a medium, super, super thin crust pizza. And when you haven't had carbs for weeks, it's like crack. I mean, I just wanted to chop that pizza up into really small lines. It is, oh, carbs, oh, so good. And here's the thing. If you do that after weeks of, like, no carbs and then you eat them, your digestion feels weird for, like, the next day and a half. So be careful. But we mostly just veg and protein. That's been the whole goal. We found some breads that we can actually eat. There's this one bread called P28. And it has so much protein in it that it basically counteracts the carbohydrates. And I can only eat a slice of it. In fact, with my breakfast, if I'm making, like, you know, some ham and a couple of eggs, I'll just cut half a slice because it's nice and thick, toasted up. It feeds the need. So that's where we're at. Am I feeling better? Pretty much. But I was also working out, and I did the dumbest thing I could possibly do, is I pushed harder than I should have. And that is the big mistake for us. And I'm saying this, when I say us, I am assuming a lot of my listeners, you know, are my age or younger by some, older by some, but we're kind of been growing together. And I know there's people older than me. A lot of the people in my class are older than me. And I thought, I got in there thinking, you know, I'm still in my 30s. And the truth of the matter is, I'm not. And I ended up hurting myself. So if you're going, I messed up my shoulder. And the thing is, I knew it. I knew the shoulder. I knew certain things have gone bad over the years. That some things, if I don't treat myself right now, I'm going to have to deal with in my late 50s, early 60s. Remember, my dad's going in for his sixth back surgery. Sixth. It's insane. And so I knew that I had a couple of things I needed to be very careful of. My knee kind of gets wonky. My hips, my lower back isn't as bad as my hips are. Fortunately, my Winston chiropractical popped me back into place. But the one thing that really has bothered me over the years was my shoulder. And I've had x-rays done. They looked at it. Oh, okay, the bones are fine. It's soft tissue damage from pulling wrenches and swinging sledgehammers and crawling underneath houses, all the stuff that, you know, contractors have to do. And it's just been wear and tear. And I thought, I get in here, and I don't care. I don't like the cardio. I don't. Nobody does. Anybody that says, oh, I love cardio, is lying. Lying to you like a cheap rug from Walmart, just lying there saying, I love cardio. No, you're lying to me. But I like the weights. I really did. I enjoyed weightlifting. And I'm doing the curls, and the curls are awesome. And then I was doing, like, this butterfly press, you know. I think that's what they call it. I can't even remember. But you're lying on your back. You bring your elbows down to your side, and you lift up. And I went, well, and I'd really increased my weight, too. So proud of myself. I mean, I went from, like, 18, 20 pounds to 40. I was up to 40 pounds. And I'm like, pop, son of a. I said something really loud, and I shouldn't have, in front of a lot of very nice people who had better sensibilities than myself. And it's because I didn't take care of myself when I was younger, and I was too stupid to realize that I need to take things slower now. And for those of you my age, older, or getting towards my age, here's the dealio, yo. It's going to take us longer. It's just it. Jordan's 29. He could probably do cardio for 3 days and drop 20 pounds and be like, ha ha, you suck, McCann. I mean, our metabolisms were different back then. Remember when you could go to a buffet and win? I've been playing that game online. I'm so old that I'm so old that I remember Family Fish House. And this is when I'm like 6 or 7 years old. And I could eat like 4 plates or 5 plates of clam strips. I remember this distinctly. I remember going to Ryan's Steakhouse with my father, both ordering 16-ounce steaks, baked potato, and we hit the salad bar and had dessert. Could do all of that. Now I'm lucky if I could eat a 4-ounce steak and some steamed vegetables. I have no appetite, and the weight is still not coming off as fast as it could. I understand it. Getting older, no big deal. Be nice to yourself. 1 pound a week, 2 pounds a week. awesome. You're good. That's all you need. Change your diet, work out moderately, and you will get there. So that's where I'm at, 47 years old, sitting at about 225. I'm okay with it for right now. I am looking thinner. I gained a notch on my belt. Nothing wrong with that. That makes me. That's a win as far as I'm concerned. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann. You are humble home improvement guru. 345-1140 is the phone number. I am joined by Mr. Dennis Edwards. This story out of Cumberland is fascinating.
It is amazing. Good morning to you.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
You know, I can't complain for a Saturday morning. It's nice out there.
I am originally from Cumberland.
Really?
The early 1970s, my parents moved to Cumberland. I honestly think they did it to get away from their parents.
Really?
But
well, they did pretty well if they came here.
Oh, well, that was a long time ago. I mean, it didn't even have a stoplight. Okay, so there is a murder, a missing woman,
right,
a carjacking, the suspect that looks like the illegitimate son of ZZ Top, and none of this is making any sense to me whatsoever. So what exactly do we have so far?
Well, this is how it all went down. Friday morning, Cumberland police get a 911 call about a homicide in the 200 block of Mount Airy Lane. They find an adult male deceased inside the residence. The woman he lived with, 43-year-old Amy Renee Fabian, is nowhere to be found.
Now, can I stop you right there? We have no idea who made the 911 call, male, female, nothing like that. They're not releasing.
We don't know it. They're not releasing that at this point. There are a number of dynamics. I mean, just in terms of investigations, it could have been Fabian who made the call.
That's okay.
Could have been that.
Okay,
but we don't know. We can't speculate about that, but we know there was a 911 call.
Oh, and you can't. You're a journalist.
Well, no, I wouldn't speculate.
I can speculate all I want.
You do well with that.
Okay.
But let me get through this real
sir,
quick.
Okay.
But 41-year-old George William Nisley is the person that they're looking for right now. Renee Fabian is nowhere to be found, but they're looking for this guy, Nisley, of Carroll County, Maryland. Long way from home.
Would you say that's a suburb of Baltimore?
Of Baltimore, yeah. It's a nice area outside of Baltimore, but a little ways outside of Baltimore, kind of juxtaposed kind of west of Baltimore and north of D.C., of course. But he's identified as the suspect in the adult male's homicide, and he's believed to be the suspect in the disappearance of Fabian. A call comes in a little later, about 6:30 on Friday, from a woman walking out to her car. She's confronted by a male suspect who fits Nisley's description. He threatens the woman at gunpoint and stole her 2013 Honda Civic. So state police are involved. They're now involved, and they're calling Fabian abducted and critically missing, an indication they think her life may be in danger. So they're asking people within the entire area, if you see this vehicle, to let them know what's going on.
Now, I mean, this is raising questions to me like, one, how did he know these people if he's from the other side of Baltimore?
Right.
We have no ideas on that. So that means we don't even know why he's the suspect, do we?
We know. The thing at this point is that it is an investigation that's ongoing.
Okay.
And what they know is that these are the individuals involved. There's a great deal of information for them to come out with the person as a suspect. To name Nisley as the suspect, to say that she has been abducted, means there's more that they know that you and I can't talk about because we don't know what it is. And they're not going to tell us, and they shouldn't tell us.
Well, yeah,
but the reality is that they think that they consider her critically missing. This is language you and I don't hear very often.
Yeah, I heard you doing your report earlier. I said, did you say critically missing? Because
yes.
I've never heard those two words put into the same sentence. That's a different one for me.
Abducted, they say definitively, she has been abducted.
Okay.
They say she is critically missing, which means they are concerned about her welfare and about what's going on with her, particularly in light of the fact that they found someone dead in the house who has apparently some type of relationship with they live together. So this is an ongoing story. They're asking people to call in and let them know what's going on. They want you to call 911.
Yeah, call 911.
That's the thing to do. Don't worry about other numbers. Just call 911 because everybody's on the outlook on this and nobody knows. And this is an opportunity to perhaps make a difference. And maybe, I'm not saying that's the case, but a call could save somebody's life.
I mean, it's a 2012 Honda Civic.
Mm-hmm.
2013,
I believe it is.
No, according to what we have here, it's a 2012.
Okay.
Like, there's any difference. You could, I wouldn't know the difference between a 2012 and a 2013 if you told me. And the license plate is pretty obvious, though. LAR64. That's somebody's right. Initials and their birth date is what they
put
on it.
It's a vanity plate.
Okay, so mm-hmm. That's something they should be looking out for. This is going to be one of those things. I'm really curious. I mean, in today's society with the internet, you hear about people meeting online,
right.
And that's how going across states to meet people. If I was going to speculate, which I can, I'm a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that these two people knew each other. And I think this is going to turn out very differently than most people are going to expect.
Well, you can only hope that by getting ahead of it like they are, that it turns out well, that you find the person and that they're okay. But the suspect, Nisley, is a white male with brown eyes and brown hair. He's about 5'11 and weighs about 180 pounds. He has a full beard and tattoos on his arms.
Yeah, we have a picture of him on WRVA.com where the story is posted. And when you say full beard, I'm talking long Amish style beard. I mean, this thing
is that what it looks like?
Yeah, I can show mm-hmm. you a picture right here. I mean, look at this.
Oh,
if you can't spot this guy right here, I mean, he very very thin build, wears a mustache and a long scraggly beard. Doesn't cover the bottom part of the lip. If you no, that's a style right there.
Yeah, it is. It's a style.
And from what I can mm-hmm. tell, quite a few tattoos on his forearms.
Yes.
So that should be something. I can't tell by his hair because he's obviously wearing a hat in this. So we will be, as information comes in, WRVA will be keeping us up to date.
But she's about 5'8". She's got brown hair standard build there. Those details are also on the website right now. But obviously, they know enough to know that there's danger here. They know enough that there's to let us know that something is very wrong, and they are concerned about our safety. They're not saying that at this point. But when you use phrases like that, I don't think you and I have ever heard that phrase before.
Never critically missing. And
no.
You know what occurs to me? I don't know about you. I keep all my doors locked, and unless someone knocks a certain way on my front door, I answer the door with a baseball bat.
That's right.
So,
well, I mean, that you have to handle it the best way that works for you. But this individual, Nisley, has apparently threatened another woman and stole the car at gunpoint. Then you're talking about going to the house that the woman as well as the victim shared, and you find a body there.
So what we're thinking is he stole the car first and then went.
Well, apparently the chronology is they find the body, someone calls, and we don't know who that was. They come in, they find the body. Then they find a little later that he has allegedly stolen a vehicle from a woman who was going out to her car.
He had
a gun, and that was a gunpoint. So you have a violent death, then you have the use of a gun in the theft of a car, and you have they have sufficient reason to believe that she is, that Fabian is herself abducted. So this is not like, they're not saying possibly, they're not saying perhaps, they're saying this is definite.
Okay,
this is real.
As you were reading the story, I was taking notes. I was wondering if he was alone when he stole the car, and it sounds we don't know, but it sounds mm-hmm. like he was. Dennis Edwards of our news department here at News Radio WRVA, I appreciate you coming on. Help me out. Please keep us abreast of this situation, because this is a scary story right here.
It is. And you know what? If people wonder why this is Cumberland, of course, but people get in the car and no place is that far away. They could head toward Richmond. They could head toward a number of different places. So, yeah, you want to keep an eye on this.
Thank you, Dennis. Mm-hmm. This is News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Again, the story that we just did talked about with Dennis Edwards about the missing Cumberland woman is available at WRVA.com. Please check it out, and if you can, if you see anything, please contact just 911. I mean, it gives the number for the Cumberland Police. They'll just connect you. There's no point in giving out other numbers. They are looking for a Honda Civic. It's a I believe is white. Yes, it's a white Honda Civic. License plate LAR64. It's a vanity plate LAR64. Nobody knows really what's going on. I have my sneaking suspicions. I hope I'm wrong across the board. I really do, but unfortunately, sometimes I can be a real cynic. I try hard not to be, but sometimes I am. So just keep your eyes open. There's going to be a lot of cars on the road. If I was to put money on anything, they're heading north. Just me. There you go. 345-1140 is the phone number. So this week, I was blessed, and I mean I'm blessed every day. For those of you who don't believe that, that you are, you wake up every morning above ground, you're blessed. You have people that love you, you're blessed. Even though times get hard, we all have hard times. Sometimes you're in situations you think there is no way I'm ever going to get out of this. And if I do come out of it the other side, will I ever be whole again? Sometimes things just happen to you, and when it's all said and done, you feel absolutely broken. We've all been there. And if you haven't been there, God bless you. Just know when it does happen, you'll be okay. And so for my birthday, my wife and my brother-in-law got together, and they restored my motorcycle. I've had it since it was brand new. It was the first expensive thing I ever bought as a grown-up, besides my house. I'm talking, you know, I've never bought a new car. I never bought a new truck. I've never bought a boat. But I bought a motorcycle. I bought it brand new. And unfortunately, because of situations that some people know about and some people don't, and that's fine. It's over. I'm not worried about it. It has been sitting for a long time, a very long time, and to the point that the gas tank rotted out. Water got into it, rusted out the bottom of it. We tried everything. Well, my buddy at Crazy Sprays, they tried to weld it. That didn't work. My brother-in-law tried to patch it with some fiberglass patch kit. That didn't work. We went looking for a gas tank. Oh, they were expensive. And finally, what happened is my wife and brother-in-law found a used gas tank. They ordered it. They put it on my bike, and he drove it over to my house. And I wept. I will say that openly. I wept. I was just that moved. I'm old enough I don't have to be a tough guy anymore. I really don't. I've already proven my tough guy status. And so the bike had been sitting for a while. I mean, the plates on it were like 2012. That's the last time I put good plates on this thing. So I decided, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go down to DMV, which isn't far from my house. It's about 6 miles. Okay. I'm going to go down to DMV and get new plates. And so I jump in the truck, head down, get to DMV, get my ticket, which DMV, I like your new process a lot better than the process we had when I was a little kid. So thank you. And the nice lady calls me up. I get up there and it's like, how are you? Great. Okay, I want to get new plates for my motorcycle. No problem, Mr. McCann. I see your driver's license, hand it over. And every time I've needed to get, you know, new plates for something that's been sitting, which has happened more than once, you know, they're able to pull my name, pull my social. Oh, there's your truck. Tick-a-tick-a-tick. Oh, there's your motorcycle. Tick-a-tick-a-tick. And I said, just want to get my motorcycle. They said, no problem. They start typing and looking. Call a supervisor over. They're looking. They're finding. It's not here. What do you mean it's not there? It's my motorcycle. You've had it registered before. And then I was told that vehicles that sit for too long, this is why I'm telling this story for y'all, that got a vehicle, like, I will restore that vehicle and I will put it back on the road someday. Pay attention. They say, well, Mr. McCann, and I told, please call me Richard. Mr. McCann, our records get purged. after a certain amount of time, we just purge it. It's gone. It doesn't exist. I'm like, it has to exist somewhere. Well, not someplace we can do it easily. Do you have the VIN number? Not on me, because usually I can just go down there and say, this is the vehicle, and they, boom, they got it. They said, do you have the title? I'm like, try to find the title in the mass of paperwork on my desk. It is ridiculous. I had to find a letter yesterday. It took me like 15 minutes. I said, no, I don't know where the title is. They said, well, go get the VIN number. Okay. Drive back to the house. Squint. The other thing I hate about getting older, my eyesight, gone. Just pathetic about it used to be. And I write down the VIN number as I see it. And I drive back to DMV and I get my little ticket and I wait in line and I get called back to the exact same lady. She says, how are you? I'm like, here's the VIN number. That's awesome. And we start licking and digging and digging. The supervisor comes over and diggity, diggity, diggity. And they're like, you know what? That's not the right VIN number. I'm like, no, that's the VIN number. They go, it only has 16 numbers, Mr. McCann. A VIN number has 17. Really? And I blame my eyesight. Fine. I'll go back. Drive back to the house. This time, because the first time I went back, I said to myself, should I take a picture of that? And of course, I was like, nah, I got it. When in doubt, take a picture. So I take a picture of it with my cell phone. I can blow it up. Ah, I missed a 3. Great. Drive all the way back, get my ticket. And I wait and wait and wait and wait, wait. And I get somebody different. And this young man's like, how can I help you? I'm like, I'm trying to get this thing for my new tag for my motorcycle. This is my third trip here today. You know, the guy that wants you to sign up for the Libertarian Party at the front door, he's already said, hey, man, aren't you back again? And I hand over my phone with the picture. He says, we're not supposed to take anything off of pictures from phones. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, so what, you want me to take this picture, write it down, and then hand it to you? And he just kind of looks like, okay, I got it. He types it in. He finds it. No problem. I'm like, golden. Now I'm good. And then he says, well, it says here that you owe back personal property taxes on that. I'm like, I paid those last week. If you listen to last week's show, I told you that story. They said, well, they probably haven't put it in the system. Here, call this number. So I'm standing in the DMV on hold with the city, which, by the way, takes a while. And please, City of Richmond, do me a favor. Change the music for your on hold music, because it makes me want to kill myself. I'm not trying to make light of that, but it is awful. And every now and then, Angela Fountain comes on and tells me how I'm very important, which I haven't had her on the show before, but her telling me I'm very important makes me feel good about myself. Long story short, finally I get a hold of somebody there. I tell them my situation. They said, Mr. McCann, let me go talk to somebody. They talk to somebody. They come back. They're like, okay, it's been taken care of. In 10 minutes, it should be fine. It took me 3.5 hours to get new plates for a motorcycle that's been sitting. If you are going to put a new vehicle, an old vehicle back on the road, do yourself a favor. Find the title and take pictures of the VIN number. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of back and forth and back and forth. Just saying. Upside is I do have my bike back on the road, and the insurance for my motorcycle, a whopping $13 a month. I know. I was furious. I'm like, no, I mean, I didn't want to spend over 10. So there you have it. 345-1140 is the phone number. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, though I don't tweet very much. And check me out, our podcast at WRVA.com. This is The Home Show. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Sometimes I just see stuff that tickles my fancy so much. Jordan, if you don't mind, I'm going to need your help for just a second.
What's up?
Okay, well, first of all, I consider you a much better human being than me.
Okay.
Because you're a good church-going boy.
Yep.
And I haven't been for quite some time, so I apologize. And I was raised Catholic, so the Old Testament wasn't really... We went over it, Okay, but we were more New Testament type people.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course, I know the story of Noah's Ark.
Right.
Okay. Now, that took place, I'm trying to, if I remember, like 6 or 7,000 years ago.
Something like that.
And we didn't have electricity back then, right?
Mm-mm.
We didn't have power tools.
Nope.
No lasers.
Nope.
Nothing like that. And Noah built an ark that was a lot of cubits. Still don't know what a cubit is, by the way. And he built an ark, let's say 7,000 years ago, and put two of every animal on it. It rained for 40 days, 40 nights, flooding the earth. He and his family and the animals floated to safety.
Right.
Is that okay? So I've got it down.
Yep.
Okay. And after it was over, little known fact, he released a raven that never came back. I'm believing that the raven just said, I'm good. He then released dove. The dove comes back. God promises never to flood the earth again. Have I got it down, Pat?
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
So something that someone built like 7,000 years ago, perfectly fine, with 40 days, 40 nights of rain and the flooding of the earth, and it floated away and everything's fine. Here's the story. The owner, and this is not in Florida, folks. This is in Kentucky. The owner of a life-size replica of Noah's Ark in northern Kentucky has sued its insurers for refusing to cover damage of all things from rain. Excuse me. Laughed so hard I had to cough. Ark Encounter, which unveiled its 115-foot long model in 2016, says the heavy rains in 2017 and 2018 caused a landslide on its access road, and its five insurance carriers refused to cover nearly $1 million in damage. In a 77-page lawsuit filed by U.S. District Courts, Ark Encounters asked for compensatory and punitive damage. You want to hear, Jordan, you want to know why the insurance company's not covering it?
Why?
Because they consider it an act of God.
Right. I see the irony.
I'm sorry. I know I should be terrified. Again, you're a better human being than I am, but I can't help but find that funny. Now, in all fairness, complete fairness, there's not damage to the boat. What it did was it caused a landslide, washed out roads. Literally, they say you need a boat to get to the boat. I'm not going to be one of those people that only gives you part of the story, but something about that just tickled me to absolutely no end. Again, that story is, I found it on Drudge. It is up on my Facebook page. Oh, that made me laugh. What's wrong with your ark? Rain damage. It's an expensive boat. It's a big boat. That's all I can say. Didn't they build something like that in Charlottesville for the, not the Bruce Almighty, but it was the second one? It was the sequel. I remember there was something about an ark, and they built it in Charlottesville. But anyway, that's beside the point. Look, it's Memorial Day weekend, meaning people are going to be out. They're going to be traveling. And I want to talk to you about one thing I'm going to be doing. Please be careful if you're going out in the roads, because one of the people that's going to be out there, and I haven't been out there like this in quite some time, a lot of the people who are going to be out there are going out for rolling thunder. This is the last year they're doing it. It's a ride of motorcyclists and motorcycle enthusiasts that remember fallen and lost vets. They all drive up to D.C. And congregate at the Pentagon, believe it or not, at the Irish Festival. I ran into one of the gentlemen that he's part of Rolling Thunder. He actually works it. He goes up there, but he doesn't get to ride in the ride. He's too busy organizing it. And I said to him, like, why are they ending this run after so long? Because they've done it every year for 20 years. And it turns out it's just gotten too expensive to do the stuff. Richard, a cubit's about 18 inches. Thank you, Michael. It got too expensive for them to do the congregation at the Pentagon and do the ride. So I am with my brother-in-law. We're going to do Rolling Thunder. I haven't done a two-hour ride, much less a four-hour ride, much less probably when this is all said and done, six. I haven't done this in years. But I wanted to be there for the very last one. If you want to ride with me and Mike, we're going to meet at Mon Paz over by the airport. And we are leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's right. It's going to be early, which means I need to get some sleep tonight. Didn't get any last night. But the reason I bring this up is there's going to be a lot of motorcycles on the road. And when I was a younger man, I loved riding. I just, you know, wanted to clear my head. I would just get on the bike and roll. These days, I don't know if, one, it's because I'm getting older, or two, I just see so many accidents. I'm a lot more leery of riding than I ever was before, and that's because people don't see us. Please, please, be conscious of bikes on the road. Where there's a lot more of us than you think. Now, the whole sport is dying out. Jordan's generation doesn't ride. And the ones that do, I think they ride like nuts. So if you're going to be on 95 tomorrow, both north and southbound, please be careful, because there's going to be a lot of bikes on the road. Nathan in Powhatan.
Hey, Richard. I got a question on a condenser unit on AC.
Okay.
All right. So yesterday I come in the house, was outside playing with the boy all day, and see that, oh, it's 77 degrees in here. The AC's not working. What's going on? So I turn everything off, turn it back on, let it run its cycle. Condenser fan doesn't come on. Okay, cool. I know what it's not doing. So I go out and I poke a stick in there, and the blades do not move freely, but I turned them and it started running.
Okay.
And this morning I went to do the same thing, because I figured that I would have to start the fan because I thought capacitor is going bad. And when it kicked on this morning, it kicked on just fine. So my question is, capacitor or condenser fan motor?
I'm going to go with capacitor first. That's always going to, I mean, 9 times out of 10, that's what it is. And one, don't change it yourself, because you will get shocked and knocked on your butt. And two, there's like more than a dozen different ones out there. So I would probably call, you're in Powhatan. Bremac actually has a technician that lives out there. He has his truck. They send him to all the jobs that are in that area. If you're worried about it, you know, you want to get it done this weekend, I'd call Bremac.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 345-1140. Okay, Richard. Wow. Okay, Mike is busy. Qubit is an ancient unit of length that has several definitions according to each of the varying different cultures that use the unit. The definitions typically range from 444 and 529.2 millimeters. Millimeters? I'm an American. I don't do that metric crap. Or 17 and a half to 20 inches. An ancient Roman cubit being as long as 47 inches. The shorter unit was based on the forearm length from the tip of the middle finger to the bottom of the elbow. Wow, that's a lot of variations. But then again, wasn't a foot? Just saying. Cubits of various lengths were employed by the Middle Ages, recently, early times. The term is still used in length of form being free. Okay, so, yeah, I know what a cubit is now. About 18 inches. That's cool. Again, be careful on the roads. There's going to be a lot of us guys out there biking. And fortunately, the nice thing about big days like tomorrow for Rolling Thunder, we can ride in packs. People tend to see us or hear us when we're in packs. When we're solo out there, I've had vehicles pull out in front of me. I've had vehicles come out beside me. I'm doing my absolute best to stay away from you, and I don't like riding on the highway like I used to. So just, if you're going to be out on the roads, look out for all the bikers out there that are heading to Rolling Thunder. The last time it's going to be done. Now, the group is still going to stay together. It's still going to be a charity, but the actual ride on Memorial Day is not going to be around anymore. So just please keep that in mind. My name is Richard McCann. I'll be riding to Rolling Thunder tomorrow. But right now, it's News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA, 345-1140. Scotty in Lakeside.
Hey, Richard. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of inside of a water holding tank rusting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Five or six years? I mean, I got one from the Big Blue, one of the Blue water savers, and now the water tastes like rust, but it's been 5 or 6 years ago when I replaced it.
So you're on a well?
Correct.
Okay,
and,
I mean,
and I took a little bucket and put down, you know, dropped it down the well with a rope, and the well water's, you know, clear the bill.
Doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. What I would do is, have you checked the snifter on the top of the tank to see if it's got water in it?
Yes.
Does it? It doesn't?
No.
I mean, just because it tastes like it's got rust in it doesn't mean it's the tank, because it hasn't ruptured. If it had rusted out on the inside, it would have ruptured that bladder.
Right.
So, I mean, you could be dealing with something in your water itself. There could be a fitting someplace that somebody put in and galvanized, or even worse, steel. Could be any number of things. And, of course, it's only the cold water that you're drinking. But usually those tanks, unless your water's really ruddy, will last 8 to 10 years. So
right. kind of confused me, because it's only done it for the last 6 or 8 months. I mean, just out of the blue, all of a sudden one day, you know, the water's fine, and then it starts tasting like rust.
Yeah, well, it could also be the amount of rain we've got. You could be getting an inundation of surface water.
Right.
What I would do, go back to Big Blue, Big Orange, whoever you use, and they make these water bacteria tests. All right? You put a little bit of water in it. You shake it up, it turns purple, you put it away. When you pull it out 2 days later, if it's any color other than purple, you've got some kind of bacteria going on.
All right. Yeah, no, the wife did that. She got one of those professional people to test the water, and they said, oh, the water's fine.
Okay, then.
But it just tastes like rust.
And how often how long do you run it?
Even when I'm taking a shower, you know, you can let it run the whole time, and then you can still kind of smell a little bit of it.
You can smell rust?
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of, it's a different smell than it used to be, because it used to be clear as a bell all the time.
Could be. How old is your water heater?
Oh, that's probably 10 years old now.
Now, that's a more likely culprit.
Okay.
Get a plumber. Call Bremac.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scotty. 345-1140. Pete in Colonial Heights.
Yes, it's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday morning, I did a load of wash. Went out the front door, looked on the street, and the sewer water was running down the curbing. And I've been having trouble with my toilet. So I called Public Works, and within 30 minutes, they were out here.
Good.
And they dug down at the clean out on my yard and got down to where the city, my line goes into the city's sewer system.
Called the tap.
Exactly. Well, The Orangeburg pipe was completely deteriorated. There was nothing there. And all the sewer water was going down into the ground.
I bet it was. Orangeburg hasn't been around since, at the very latest, the 60s.
Well, yeah, 1951, 52 was when this line was put in. Anyway, my question, I stayed out with them all the time when we were working, and I talked to the tech. They put a 10-foot pipe plastic pipe in there, and I watched them, and I asked them at the end of the pipe where it goes into the city water system, he laid it on top of the sewer line, and I asked him, are you not going to attach it? And believe it or not, he told me that we don't attach it, we just set it on top. The sewer line got holes in the top, and all the sewer works way down into the sewer line.
Right.
I could hardly believe it. I thought they had to attach it, you know, go into it.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. They are only responsible for up to that tap. Anything after the tap is your responsibility. So that includes the connection. Amy, what their thought is, look, there's a hole. It's going to drain down into that instead of the yard, and that'll give you at least a little breathing room while you hire somebody to come out and replace your sewer.
No. You misunderstood me. It was the line goes into the sewer line under the street, and they did the whole job, and they told me there'd be no bill to me. The city would handle it.
Okay, then
Go ahead.
Then what's the problem here?
I was really surprised. He said they set that plastic pipe on top of the city sewage line without, you know, going into it. They did pour some concrete on top of it, and I asked the techs, don't you have to go attach it to the sewer line? No, sir, we just set it on top.
But let me get this straight. They replaced the sewer line in your yard?
No, from the clean out over to the city sewer line under the street.
Okay. Well then, yeah. I'm glad your sewer's not coming up in your yard anymore.
No, it's all that been cleared up, and but I'm concerned about the rest of the people on the street. They've got to be having the same problem.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say. It was quite an experience. They were here for about 6 or 7 hours.
I'll be honest with you, Pete. If I'm understanding what you're saying to me, they did a lot more than other cities or counties will do.
I believe it. Yes, indeed, they did.
All right. Have a good weekend, Pete.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not being mean. I just don't think I understand what he just said to me. I mean, the city, okay, whatever county you're in, there is a sewer. And off that sewer is a branch that's called the tap. And that's all they're responsible for. From that all the way to your house, you are responsible for. So if your sewer goes bad, you have to pay from that tap all the way up to your house. And he had Orangeburg, which those people that don't know what that is, it was basically a sewer pipe that was made of rolled up tar paper. I'm serious. It was just tar paper. Rolled until it was about, I don't know, half an inch thick, and then just put it in the ground. It was before PVC and after cast iron. So I don't understand what he just told me. I mean, I think I do. And he's saying that they went from his clean out, which is outside of his house, to the sewer, then, well, he wins because he didn't have to hire somebody. And I'm okay with that. Look, it's a Memorial Day weekend. Again, be safe out there on the roads. It's one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. We've had a couple of tractor-trailer accidents the last couple of days. There are going to be a ton of motorcycles on 95 going back and forth to D.C. tomorrow. And it's going to be early, too. Hopefully, you'll have reached your destination today, and I don't have to worry about seeing you on the road tomorrow. Then again, maybe you're just going for the one day on Monday. Also, if you're going to be celebrating, you're going to be having the cookout, be good about the amount of adult beverages you consume, because guess what? The police are going to be out in absolute force. And the life you're risking is mine and my family's and your own family's. And if you can't Uber or Lyft, just don't. Yeah, find somebody else to double D or wait till you get home and have a couple. That's fine, too. And let's remember, this is Memorial Day. This is a chance for us to remember the men and women that have sacrificed their lives for this country. Now, a lot of people don't know this or they don't recognize this. This holiday goes back to post-Civil War and mostly started in the South because there were military cemeteries all over the South. That's where most of the war happened. And people started getting together the last weekend in May to do memorials. It grew and grew and became a national holiday. So every war that we've had, we've lost American life. Remember them. Go down to the Richmond War Memorial. If you've never been there, it is an absolutely moving experience. And, well, that's about all I've got to say. I'll tell you more at the 10 o'clock show. My name is Richard McCann. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 until noon, doing the home show. If you want to reach me by email, it's richardmccann@hotmail.com. What, you don't have an AOL account? I'm thinking about it. I truly am. I might just do that. Follow me on Facebook. It's one of the easiest ways to keep track of what I'm doing and the stories that I don't get to. There's quite a few of them. Jordan, let's get out of here, son. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early with almost no sleep and pushing all of the right buttons. I want to thank Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I will see you back here at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.